Windows down, music up. Get ready to hit the road in a new Chevy SUV or truck. Chevy is a name you know and trust. It's Chevy as American as apple pie and baseball. Check out the full line of Chevy vehicles at your local Chevy dealer. Chevy, drive Chicago.
Beep Baseball. It was born here in Chicago, and the 50th World Series is taking place this weekend. Beth Marchetti is Executive Director of Discover DuPage and the DuPage Sports Commission. Hey, Beth, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm great, Lisa. Thank you so much for having me this afternoon.
I got to tell you, I heard about it. People kept texting me saying, Lisa, you have to get somebody on about Beep Baseball. And then when I looked into it, I'm kind of ashamed of myself that I wasn't more aware of this sport and its connection to this area.
It's a pretty darn inspiring sport, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, we think about DuPage County and Chicago being such a, you know, world-class sports city. We have President's Cup golf next month, but this is equally inspiring. It's NBBA, or National Beep Baseball Association. It's an accredited sanctioned sport. So what you will see if you head out, we'd love to see you all. The athletes are visually impaired or blind, and they're playing the American sport of baseball. So if we get into the details a little bit, the baseballs actually have a chip in them.
That's what beeps. I heard, and that's what beeps,
yeah.
Right?
That's
and
what
it's a 16-inch softball? Is that what it is?
It's a little bit bigger. It's a 16-inch softball. Actually, they don't run the bases like a traditional baseball game. They run to one of the bases that is also that beeps. So you play by audio versus seeing the baseball. And to watch this is very inspiring. The athletes are visually impaired or blind, but to level the playing field, so to speak, they actually wear a blindfold. So everyone is at the same level.
I wonder if you and I were in the game, full-sighted, how poorly we would play.
I can't even imagine. And I went this morning to see St. Louis versus Indianapolis. And I'll tell you what, it really makes you grateful for a lot of things that you do have in your life.
Yeah. And it's happening in Aurora, but you're in DuPage and Aurora is Kane County. Tell me about the connection.
I'd love to tell you about that. So we actually met this organization at a trade show years ago. And DuPage County, we have a sports commission and was very interested in having them come to us. We don't have as many fields as required by this organization. So we partnered with the Aurora Area Convention and Visitors Bureau and said, hey, if you can help us with some of the fields, we'll take on the hotel room. So the hotels are in the Village of Lisle, and there's a lot of work involved, making sure you have a lot of volunteers, making sure the braille in all the hotel rooms were correct.
Right.
Transportation, right? You know, we needed to make sure all the athletes were transported from the hotel to the fields. It was a lot of work. Tents. What people don't understand is that sport just doesn't happen. It's a lot of work that we all pitch in. There's a bid fee, and we got a grant from the state of Illinois' Department of Commerce and Economic Opportunity, as well as the Illinois Office of Tourism. And I have to do a big shout out to the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox, because they helped purchase these very expensive beep baseballs. And also helped us find a lot more volunteers. We needed hundreds of volunteers to help us.
Oh, how fun. Okay, so it started this week, and it goes through Sunday. And I understand, or was it last Sunday that there was a kids? There's kids that play this as well, right?
There are kids. There was a whole lineup from kids to actually the championship game will be played tomorrow and Sunday at Stewart Complex in Aurora. There's all kinds of fun things to do, and they actually have an end of game gala. Really, really fun. And taco trucks, all kinds of food trucks out there. So we had a great time when we were there.
Oh, so fun. I am excited about this and excited to learn more about it. And are there tickets still available or is it sold out?
It is actually free for the public to come watch.
Oh,
so
great.
I highly encourage people to do this. I think what's really interesting also is, you know, when people come into our area, we don't often know about it, but they leave $1.6 million from this event alone in our communities. And so even when people come out just to check it out, you know, they're buying gas, they're filling up their cars, they're buying a taco, they're cheering on the teams. And I think that was what was most inspiring to me is just having the crowds really get behind these players.
Yeah, absolutely. So games tomorrow and Sunday, it is free. It's Beat Baseball. It's in Aurora. And tell everyone the name of the field again.
It's Stewart Complex. Excuse me. It's actually, the address is Montgomery, but it's in Aurora. And again, we'd love to see as many people out there to cheer on these great athletes. You know, there's a lot of things about my job that bring me to my knees. And today was, because I got to see the game today, it really was a perfect example of humility. Yep.
Oh, that's wonderful. Really nice to meet you, Beth. Thanks so much for filling us in,
Lisa,
on all the details.
Thank you. Thank you so much. We just love hearing your show all the time, so I appreciate the opportunity.